It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody.
I am your host, Chad Summers. And that was our guest greeter, my mom. Thanks, Mom. Good job. Today is July 11th, 2023. Hope y'all are having a wonderful day so far. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Do not miss an episode. Stay informed. Get engaged. Don't look like a fool when you're out mingling with the buds. And click all the things that make the show happen. You know what to click on. For instance, subscribe. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Lil Kim is 48. She is a rapper, for those of you that don't know of her. Lisa Rinna is 59, soap star. Giorgio Armani, 88. And Stephen Lang, 70. He was in Avatar. All right, also on this day in history, in 2019, Volkswagen ended production of the Beetle, the first model of which had been introduced in 1938. I'm sure that was a sweet car. All right, 1991, Boris Yeltsin was sworn into office as Russia's first elected president. Kind of wish he was the president of Russia now. 1973, the Bahamas gained independence from Britain within the Commonwealth. 1965, the Rolling Stones topped the U.S. charts for the first time with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. In 1962, Telstar 1, the first communication satellite to transmit live television signals and telephone conversations across the Atlantic Ocean, was launched. And this one's pretty cool. This is our last one. In 1804, Aaron Burr, who was serving as President Thomas Jefferson's vice president, mortally wounded Alexander Hamilton, the first Secretary of Treasury, in a pistol duel. Wow. Hamilton passed away the next day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And those guys didn't play around. My goodness. We've got breaking news. This one from NBC News. Murder suspect with survivalist skills escapes Pennsylvania jail following previous multi-state manhunt. This guy sounds pretty dangerous. Michael Charles Burham, 34, was discovered missing from the recreation area of the Warren County Jail early Friday morning. He elevated himself onto a piece of exercise equipment and left the yard through a metal-gated roof, said Cecile Stelter, a spokesperson for Warren County, at a Friday afternoon news conference. He then used bed sheets that he tied together to climb down to the ground. This is what you see in the movies. Seriously? People are still using bed sheets to escape prisons? This prison warden needs to be fired. I'm sorry. Like, I can't believe people still break out of prisons in this day and age. I just can't believe that. Goodness gracious. But this guy's on the loose, and he's dangerous. And so, yeah. You might want to, if you're in the area that he's suspected to be in, you might want to go on vacation for a few days. I'm just saying. Oh, here's one. Another prison story. Larry Nassar. This one's from CNN, excuse me. Larry Nassar, the ex-USA gymnastics doctor who sexually abused girls for decades, was stabbed 10 times in prison. I'm telling you, these guys in prison, they don't tolerate certain criminals. They really don't. And they self-govern. They've got their own justice system on the inside. And Larry Nassar is, he's learned that. He's learned that the hard way. Some would say he had it coming. You know, I don't know. I don't want to get too deep into it. I don't get deep into any of the news because that's not the scope of this show. But, yeah. Yeah, stabbed 10 times. Cannot. How is he alive? How's he alive? I know if I get stabbed 10 times, I'm a goner. I'm a goner, seriously. All right, we've got one from Newsmax. This one's kind of alarming. U.S. reports first malaria cases in 20 years. These were found in Sarasota, Florida. No comment there, really, except for I hope they nip that in the bud. Really don't want that. It's a bacterial infection that is common in Africa. So it's not good. Not good. Can't have that. Here's one from Newsmax. Jamie Foxx seen for first time in public since health scare. Yee! Look, still no disclosing to the public of what happened. So, yeah, no, I'm not, we will not report anything until we find out what happened there. I have a feeling it's embarrassing. Or why would he not just, like, inform the public of what happened? It could be embarrassing. You know, there's some things that happen to people that, you know, would not be good to get out in the public, but we'll keep reporting it. We'll keep following it until we find out. We're not going to report on his lifestyle or any movies he does or anything. No, sorry. All right, here's one from the New York Post. This is sad. This is a sad one, but we always end the show with good news, so we'll pull out of it. We'll pull out of the sadness, I promise. But this one kind of hits home. It's a surfing story. I am a former surfer myself. And after reading this, I'm kind of glad I'm a former surfer. Pro surfer Makala Jones dies after freak surfing accident that severed his artery. Jones had been staying at the Awera Resort with his family when around, I don't know what country that's in. I forget what country that's in. But anyway, I guess they have good waves there, or else he wouldn't be there. With his family, when around 9:15 a.m., he likely impaled his left groin on his surfboard fin, suffering a 4-inch-long gash, according to the surfing website Surfline, citing official reports. Good gracious. He passed away. And he was just, it was probably a beautiful sunny day. The waves were just unbelievable. And he died. He's 44 years old. He was with his wife and kids. Well, that's terrible. That's terrible. But we've got good news coming because we always do at the end of the show. But before we get to our good news story, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. Stay informed. Don't look like a dummy when you're out mingling with the buds. And click on the things that support the show. Thumbs up, subscribe, whatever. Just do all those things. It's really easy. I mean, it really doesn't take much effort. And you're going to get, you know, the top stories, the top interesting stories. There's so many that are will bore the tears out of you, and we don't report those. But here's the good news story for the day. This one is from World Animal News. We're animal people here at the Lunch Show. If you haven't heard the show yet, ASPCA, you know, the people with the absolutely incredibly sad commercials, ASPCA assists in the rescue of nearly 90 dogs and puppies, along with horses and donkeys, from breeding operation in Wisconsin. What the hell? Oh my God. At the request of the Pepin County Sheriff's Office, ASPCA helped to assist with the rescue of nearly 90 dogs and puppies from a breeding operation in Wisconsin. I think I just said that, but when investigators arrived on the scene, they found dogs of varying breeds and sizes, including puppies and pregnant dogs living in unsanitary conditions. They need to confiscate, they need to lock these people up, confiscate the land, okay, and turn it into a deluxe retirement community for elderly animals, run by good people, obviously. Folks, if you know of anyone abusing animals, that's illegal. That's completely illegal. You cannot do that. So report them. I know it's kind of scary, because if they're such scumbags that they can abuse animals, it's kind of scary of what they might be able to do to you. But, you know, do what's right. Report them. Get them locked up. Save the animals. And I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you all have an awesome day. I really do. And until our Friday episode, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks. That's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.